Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's really good to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We send out an e-news every few weeks. We'd love for you to subscribe. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email about some of the programs. We'd like to connect you with some of the people. And tell you, it's a great day to be alive. You're going to love my special guest today, Luke Trey. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
It's good to have you on the program, mate. Luke's going to share a little bit about his story and, you know, from a totally messed up world to where he's trying to function forward with Jesus. Yeah. And so Luke, just share with us a little bit. You know, it was not that long ago, and growing up, what was life like for you?
Life was very hard as a child because we had to grow up quickly, and my mum was struggling with domestic violence as well, and we were in it as well, and copping the full brunt of it by the stepfather. Mm. And so we had to grow up very quickly and very fast, and it didn't take long before I was in addiction and crime, and which led to more crime and more addiction. Mm. And no matter what I tried to make of it, the drugs just kept bringing me down. Mm. It kept stripping everything from me and under me, and no matter what I tried to get a house or no matter what I try to do, it just drained me and took me back to the street gutter every time. Mm. And I went back homeless with nowhere to go and sleeping on the streets.
Robbed you of everything.
Sleeping on trains.
Yeah, wow. And yeah, in your early 20s, you know, you're in Queensland, you went to a church and there was a whole bunch of addicts and you made a decision to follow the Lord, but that addiction pulled you back a couple of years after that. But more recently, only a couple of years ago, life was got pretty low and you found Jesus again. Well, he found you.
What happened is I was up in Queensland not long ago, about 2 years ago, and I was looking for a bathroom, and I all rocked up at a church with the ex-users who were in the church, and I basically gave my life to Christ that night. And I come back to New South Wales again, coming back, and I was trying to rebuild my life, and which the mess that I created from the drug abuse, and I used again, and then I had this encounter with Jesus. And what happened was everyone was standing around me in the process, looking around me saying, look, you know, I just want my mum was saying I want my son back. Mm. And my sister was wanted her brother back, and all my friends, they wanted their friend back. And I had this encounter where everyone was standing around me, and it was Jesus showing me what I'm going to lose if I keep taking these drugs. You're going to die if you keep taking this. And I rocked up at a church in Newcastle, and I reached out to an addiction specialist.
Mm, yeah, that was a brave thing to do, because you realised whilst you were encountering Jesus, you still needed more help.
What actually happened is before I come into the church, I started singing Bible songs. And not realizing what I was doing, I'm like, wow. And it was Jesus speaking through me, back to me.
That's awesome, man. What change has Jesus made into your life? What
amazing change. Even the anger that was created from the past.
Yeah.
The past abuse and everything that happened and the mess that I created that caused an anger, a rage. And like Jesus has turned around so much that he's turned it into so much joy. It's just amazing.
I remember, actually, I just remember, because we've known each other for some time now, and you're really emotional about that. There was a time where it's like, oh, Luke Trey's coming. Oh, he's a violent, angry man. And now it's like Luke's coming in with a smile, sharing love of the Lord. You remember those days, don't you? You were a feared man. Unpredictable, and a little bit scary, actually. But you're not there. Yeah, Jesus has made such a difference in your life. It's beautiful, isn't
definitely
it?
100%.
What, share a little bit more about when you think of Jesus and what he's doing in your life. Because, I mean, it's still challenges. But when you can just stay in that frame of mind, thinking about Jesus and hearing scriptures, reading scriptures, you're always reading scriptures. What do you think about when you think about the Lord now?
What I think about that is, if there's people out there struggling, thinking there's no God, well, I want to know you there is, because I'm living proof there is a God from where I come back from, who I am today. I just want to let you know that everyone that.
And you're clean.
Yeah, and I'm clean.
How long have you been clean?
2 years.
2 years. Every power. How's it, I mean, reunited with friends?
I got my family back. I got friends back.
It's beautiful, mate. It's a very powerful story. And but still challenging, isn't it?
It's still challenging, but
every day you make a decision.
I've got my Redeemer, I've got my Overcomer to get me through all of it.
And every day, though, you're making daily decisions to follow the Lord, aren't you?
100%.
What helps you in following the Lord? You're always reading scripture and quoting scriptures. What is that the main thing? What is it?
It's knowing and believing, and that Jesus has got my back, and knowing that he's my Lord and Savior. And he's my creator of heaven and earth.
What's it mean to you? You've got a lot of friends and support around you. What does that mean? How important is that to you?
It's so important that 100% it is, because that's what got me through.
Mm.
What got me through is reaching out every day to them friends.
Mm.
Reaching out, talking about different emotions and different feelings. And what I've done is I learned to live with each emotion.
Mm.
Mm. I learned to live with each feeling.
Mm. It's a very powerful message, that. And some of our listeners, yeah, you might be struggling and whatever it is. It might not be in addiction. It may be. It might be in isolation. It might be in trauma and grief and tragedy and breakdown. It could be some mental health challenges. That what a powerful message. You just kept reaching out. How hard is that to do sometimes?
It was hard because it got so tiring. I feel like giving up, but I just had that encounter with Jesus, and he said, no, you're coming with me.
Because it's a very courageous act, Luke. Good on you, man. It's like just to reach out for help, make that phone call, show up, have a conversation.
It was that life or death situation that I had, that encounter where I realized that I don't want to die. I want to live and living for Jesus.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you. My special guest today is the transformed Luke Tray. And he's gone from a life of horrendous life of addiction and crime, pain. He's found Jesus a couple of years ago, and he's on a new journey. I can tell you now, Luke, I remember you over a couple of years ago, we wouldn't be sitting here having a conversation. Not at all. Would we?
No.
But to see the difference that Jesus has made in your life today, it's a great testimony that Jesus is alive.
100% he is.
Share with us a little bit, you know, what does Jesus mean to you now? I mean, you know, in your early 20s, somewhere you made a confession of faith, and then addiction grabbed a hold of you again and pulled you away. But what now? It's almost like second chances almost, isn't it? What does Jesus mean to you now?
What he means is my Lord and Savior, my Overcomer, my Redeemer, and my creator of heaven and earth. That I was wonderfully made by him. That, you know, that I thought in the past, I thought that I was a nobody, but then I realized that I am somebody. I'm somebody to Jesus.
Very, very powerful story, mate. Very powerful story. It's very moving, actually. You can see tears coming down your face, and because it's been a long journey, hey?
Yeah.
A long journey.
Because all that pain, what you're going through, Jesus can turn all that around.
What do you sense for the future, mate, now that you're with the Lord? Is there a sense of hope? What do you sense for the future?
Now I'm working. I work in a chemical company with Christians and some amazing people I'm working with, and friends from the church that I go to.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is there a sense of hope for the future?
100% there is.
Yeah.
As long as I've got a relationship with Jesus, I will stay strong for the rest of my life.
Because it was, you were in a hopeless place.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been surprised of the response to other Christians? I mean, some of us have known you well before this moment, a few years ago. Have you been surprised at the response of Christians that have known you, what you were, and still embraced you?
What's amazing is so quickly that the response, and only God can do that. Mm. Only God can do that.
It's a great message, for listeners. You may have you may know somebody in addiction. You may be. You may have a child in addiction, and believe you may know someone. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
You can't give up. It's too early to give up.
That's it.
And because really, really quickly, a life can turn around. And this is a testimony of a life that shifted and turned dramatically, and still challenges every day. But somehow you're holding on to the Lord and standing firm.
Yep.
What else would you say to some of our listeners?
Well, it's for knowing and believing that Jesus is there, Jesus is real, and knowing that He's got your back, and He wants to know all of you. He wants to know every single one of you.
Mm.
He wants to be a part of you. Yeah. He just wants your heart.
Mm. Yeah, it's good, mate. It's good. You're a special man, Luke, and I really appreciate you sharing your story. And, you're sharing it everywhere. Everywhere you go. You're the mobile. You're the evangelist. Hey? You've seen a lot of people come to the Lord too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it easy for you to share about Jesus?
No, it's that excitement that you give from God that gives you that excitement to reach out when you realize what He's done for you.
Mm.
You just get so excited.
Yeah, everywhere I go, introducing him. Yeah, this is Luke, and he starts telling everyone about Jesus, what Jesus has done for my life. It's great, mate. It's great. Yeah. Any other comments or you'd like to share with people?
What I want to say, like if anybody out there that's really struggling, just find faith in your heart, and don't give up.
Mm-hmm. It's good, Luke. Well, mate, it's been great having you on the program today, Luke. You're an inspiring story. You're an inspiring person, and well done on you for standing firm and sticking and staying with the Lord. And overcoming those days where, addiction wants to grab back a hold of your life, and you just keep overcoming, you keep stepping forward in every day, day in and day out. It's a daily thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think about it. I think about the past, and I think about, falling back, but I go, no, I choose to live. I don't want to die.
Yeah, yeah. Addiction's all good for a moment, and then after a while, it's just horrendous.
Yeah.
Just steal. Robs you of everything, doesn't it?
It does.
There's hope in Jesus.
Yes, there is.
There's new beginnings. Hey? Family have forgiven you. You've reunited and with your family. And there's beauty everywhere, isn't there? Well, Luke, it's been awesome having you on the program. I hope you've been encouraged by Luke's story. It's miraculous. Jesus is into life transformation today, friends. And there's hope for everyone. And they may get into dark places and deep despair, but I tell you what, if they just turn their eyes to the Lord, that Jesus can intervene miraculously and suddenly. And it's awesome having you, Luke, share your story with everyone. Bless you, mate. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. Subscribe to our e-news. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email. All that's on our website. Hey, it's great being with you again. I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.